Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Welcome back to another episode of the Purpose to Service podcast. So we are officially in the last few days of applications being open for the Purpose to Service Academy. So if you're listening to this episode on Wednesday when episodes normally go live, that means you have 2 days left to submit your application. So the Purpose to Service Academy, just in case you might be new here, is my 12-month group coaching program that teaches overwhelmed coaches how to build a sustainable, intentional business that fuels the life that you desire. So I help you to achieve this through my 6-step framework, the Purpose to Service Method, where you will walk through building a solid business foundation and creating and launching your signature coaching offer. So throughout your time in this program, the goal is to have built a sustainable coaching business and an ongoing strategy for bringing in new clients day after day after day, or whenever you're accepting them. So applications are closing in just a couple of days, and all you have to do is head over to aliciarobertson.com/apply to complete your application and to schedule your 20-minute discovery call with me. So the word intention has become a bit of a buzzword over the years, especially as it relates to business, and is often mentioned without much in-depth context. And yes, building your business with intention is a huge part of what I do and how I coach my clients, which is why I wanted to dig a little bit deeper into what that actually looks like in both your life and in your business. So saying, I do everything in my business with intention, or I create content with intention, or I serve my clients with intention. All of that sounds good, but what does that actually mean? How do you actually infuse intention into your business, and what's the greater impact that it has? So let's start off with the definition of intention. Intention is a thing intended, an aim or a plan. So in order to build your business with intention, there has to be a plan or a goal in mind, from your framework to your marketing strategy to the offers that you create. It should all be centered around a bigger purpose that you have either in your life or in your business. So not necessarily the end goal. So we're not talking about what you're going to do once you retire, but what is it that you are working hard now for? Is it more time for you, you know, to spend with your family? Is it to be financially stable and to pay off debt? Is it to be able to get out of the job that you maybe hate, or so that you will have more space to do the other things in your life that you love? So when there is a bigger goal or a bigger purpose in mind, every single decision you make in your business is made with the intention of helping you to achieve that bigger desire. So if you're, let's say you're stuck on figuring out if you should launch a one-on-one or group coaching offer, ask yourself, what's the type of impact that I want to make in my clients' lives? And which one of those business models is going to help me to achieve that? So that simple question, that simple reframe that ties back to the bigger purpose will save you a ton of time going back and forth with yourself, you know, kind of like trying to weigh the odds. So a decision that I had to make just last week was, you know, what could I do to make potential clients feel more comfortable with making the investment to join me inside of the Purpose to Service Academy? So originally, I just had an application that my potential clients could go to on my sales page. They would figure it out. I would then review their application and then let them know like what the decision was. But with the program being at a higher price point, I knew that a few more touch points were going to be necessary. So I decided to add on a 20-minute discovery call along with the application. So my goal for my business has always been to enroll clients who feel good about working with me. If that meant adding on that 20-minute call, then that's what I did because that is something that I value. That's a bigger purpose in my business. So if what you desire is more time, then how can you build a business that only requires you to show up a couple of hours a day? Or if you require flexibility, how does that translate over into the business that you've built? When you infuse intention into your business, it really does remove a lot of the guesswork and decision fatigue that you may have. You have more streamlined processes, a simpler marketing strategy, and you're working with more aligned clients. But let's also talk about the impact that building a sustainable and intentional business has on your personal life, because the impact there is greater than anything that you can ever accomplish in your business. So building a business that is rooted in intention looks like being able to devote more time to the other interests that you're passionate about. For example, you guys know that I am a writer, and I know that I have been called to write lots and lots of books, Lord willing. So I knew this before I started building the Purpose to Service Academy. So as I was building it, I built it with the intention of it also providing me with more time that I needed to devote to my writing. So building your business with intention also, or for you, may look like being able to afford your kids extracurricular activities and then actually being able to attend those activities with them. It may look like more ease, which in return allows you to take better care of your mental and your physical health. It may look like a life worth living and not just a life that's spent working at a job that you absolutely hate. I've been there. I know how it is. So building a truly intentional business isn't just about everything on the business side running smoothly. So while that is very important, it also looks like building the life you have always dreamed of, a life full of opportunities, better choices, a bigger impact, and also consistent income. Like, we all need that. So I don't just preach it because, you know, it sounds good to me. I stand behind it because I live it, and I really do want you to see that it's possible for you. So I have a mother who has some health problems. She's fine, but because my business is rooted in intention, I'm available to be with her when she needs to go to doctor's appointments or when she needs help around the house. I may sometimes have to make a few small shifts or tweaks, but I make it happen because I've built my business that way. That's something that I value. So I've built my business to fit that. And y'all know I have a toddler whose personality is blooming literally every single day. And the business I've built allows me to nurture her gifts and interests and to be home when she has to be home as well. So everything inside of my business is planned with intention for me to live the life that I desire, a life of freedom, flexibility, and ease. And that all starts with being very clear about what it is that you want. Lack of direction causes inaction. And if you're not doing the work, you'll just find yourself in the same position a year from now. And I don't want that from you because I know what that feels like. So this is the reason why the Purpose to Service Academy exists. It exists to guide new and growing coaches through how to build an intentional coaching business that truly does fuel the life that you desire, a business that is used to positively impact your clients and the lives of the people that you love and the lives of the people that you care about. And because, like, what's the point of having success if every other aspect of your life goes ignored? Like, what's the point if you're living and you're miserable? So outside of your business goals, what is it that you want? And is your business being built in a way that supports that desired lifestyle? If not, then I want to personally invite you to apply for your spot inside of the Purpose to Service Academy. So for the next 12 months, we are going to make a real transformation happen, and we are going to work closely together to help you to get clear on what you want, to build that solid business foundation, and to launch an offer that supports your desired lifestyle. If it's possible for me, a little girl from High Point, North Carolina, then it's possible for you, and I really would be honored to support you throughout this journey. So all you have to do is head over to aleisharobertson.com/apply to complete your application and to also schedule your 20-minute discovery call with me. So there is no risk or obligation when you apply for the Academy. So on our 20-minute call, we will actually decide together if the Academy is a good fit for you and what you're wanting and what you're wanting to achieve. And you'll also have an opportunity to literally ask me anything about me as a coach or about the program. So applications again close on Friday, October 22nd. So this is your last chance this year to join us inside of the Academy. So just head over to aleisharobertson.com/apply, and I will chat with you all next week. Bye. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at @TheAleishaNicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.